Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today on the podcast is Will Schneider, who is a redshirt freshman for the University of Washington. Will, if you've been in the high school running community in Seattle or just the Seattle running community in general, you may have heard of Will Schneider because he ran a very successful runner for Bishop Blanchette High School. He is a state champion. He finished fourth at the Brooks PR Invitational. And so now he's a redshirt freshman, and so I'm honored to have him on the podcast today. Fantastic and fun conversation with Will today. We discussed his high school career at Bishop Blanchette, what the team culture is like at UW, how he has been able to stay healthy for the longest period of his career, why enjoying the sport is absolutely critical, and more. Before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already and you are enjoying the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving this podcast a follow and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having discussions with amazing people in the sport of running and, you know, just keep this deal going. Also, if you have any questions or would like to connect, please feel free to reach out to me at my Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout or at my email at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com. I'm always happy and open to connect, and yeah, I thank you. Without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Will Schneider. Will Schneider, welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. First question of the day, what is a typical day in the life of Will Schneider this Sunday look like for you?
Yeah, so woke up. I've been living in the dorms with all my other freshman teammates. So woke up and then just got my dad to come pick me up from school and came back to the house so we can record this. And then kind of looking forward in the day, I actually got my high school teammate Vince. He's coming on an official visit to UW. Ooh. So we're gonna go out to the Kirkland Trail and do our long run, and then just spend the rest of the day hanging out with him on his visit. So yeah, it's kind of what a usual Sunday today looks like.
Does Vince seem like he's pretty excited about UW so far?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like, I like to kind of just give him his space so he can kind of experience kind of the whole college recruiting process. But, I mean, I would love to have him as a teammate at UW, and I think he'd be a great fit for our program.
That's great, man. Well, I'm curious, what are you studying at UW right now?
Yeah, so I'm kind of undecided in my major. I'm on the path to do, like, business finance and get into like the business school at UW, but it's super competitive. So kind of keeping that, like, some other options open on the fence. But right now, business is the goal.
I was doing some like research on you and your achievements, and you're not only like a very accomplished runner, but on your like bio on the Huskies like cross country, I guess, like website or whatever, it says you won the 2023 Metro League Student Athlete of the Year, and you were also on National Honor Society at Blanchette. So I guess like you seem pretty devoted to both, I guess, your studies, your academics, and obviously running. So how do you kind of like go about balancing both of them while also not like overcooking yourself?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I think balance is really important, like, for anything. Like, you never want to overdo something because then it's just not as enjoyable. But I think, like, I was, like, growing up, like, I always treated academics as being really important. And also, like, I think it helps, like, if you put your energy into, like, if you're able to balance it out, it really helps you be successful in both like running and academics, and just having that like same mentality of like trying to treat everything pretty serious and set a goal for yourself, I think has been really helpful in helping to do that.
For sure, man. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I totally agree with the aspect of like making sure to like have an element of balance in your life. That can be really key. Kind of like transitioning over to the running side of things. Well, you raced a couple of times during indoors, but correct me if I'm wrong, have you raced this outdoor season yet?
I haven't. Yeah. So I'm redshirting our whole year. So like indoors was kind of like the one really good opportunity to just get some like college racing experience in, since we host like all of our meets at the Dempsey. But hopefully can get out for a couple this outdoor season kind of later in May, but nothing really like too planned right now, just with the running unattached and everything.
How do you like stay motivated to get in solid training when you don't have a huge racing schedule like maybe you did in high school?
I would say like kind of just like almost treating like your workouts and practices as your races. Like obviously like there's not what's at stake in a race and there's not really like a shot to PR, but just making sure you're like consistently having really strong workouts. And also I think like a big part of the transition from high school to college is like building your strength up, like in your mileage and just doing strength workouts. And I think it's all kind of like having a long-term plan. It's like you might not have like the impact on your team when it comes to racing that, which I might not have right now, but like down the line, like sophomore year, kind of just like keeping myself really goal-oriented, looking into the future, I think has been a big thing for that. And then also just having like the teammates around you, like helping them out any way you can. If it's taking up like pacing them in a rep for a workout when they have a big race coming up, it's kind of just like doing whatever I can for our team, I think has really helped like me stay motivated as well.
What's like the hardest workout that Coach Powell has given you so far?
That's tough. Like, I mean, we've got into like one of like his big kind of workouts is he loves K's, so
Oh.
doing K repeats. So we had like me and a couple other the freshman boys had a really good one like a couple weeks ago where we did like 8x K off like a minute rest and averaged like probably 258 for it, which
Oh,
was
wow.
pretty good. Yeah, no, it was pretty sweet. That one was like at least for like a benchmark workout, that was really good and that was pretty tough. But we've definitely had some hard ones where like we'll close out like an 800 in like under 2 minutes. But otherwise, I would say definitely that 1K workout was pretty tough. Like just trying to get through that was challenging, but we were able to get it done, which I was super stoked about.
Yeah, for sure. I think that K's can be pretty painful because it's like you come around the first lap and then I depends. If you're doing like threshold work, it's a little bit different. But if you're, was it like a VO2 max workout kind of thing?
Not really. Like we don't really do too much of like the like lactic threshold type stuff too much, but this was kind of just like a purely like just strength based workout and kind of building that volume up. And yeah, that's kind of the best way I can describe it.
Last week, I had Zach Munson on the show of NAU, and something that he frequently emphasized was how strong the team culture is in Flagstaff at NAU. And I listened to an episode of like The Running Effect. I think it was with like Nathan Green, and he emphasized how strong the team culture is at UW. So I'm just curious to hear your perspective on this. How strong is the team culture at UW, and how do you think that it has pushed that group to a new level?
Yeah, no, I think that's like honestly the biggest thing about our team, which kind of separates us from like other teams, is really that team culture. And it's like it's affectionate. Like that's kind of what Andy has been able to do so well, is like he gets his runners to race super well, but it's like the way he's able to build his team culture up is super, super strong. And I think, yeah, it's really the guys which make the team. And it's definitely pretty awesome, like I have to admit. Like all these guys, like we're brothers for each other, and I think we push each other in workouts, but we're also super supportive of each other outside of running, which I think has been a really big thing. And we're always hanging out and just like the culture is I think the biggest part of UW, which makes it so awesome.
Was the culture the main reason why you came to UW?
I mean, it was for sure a big part of it. Like, when I took my visit, it was a lot of like older guys on the team. And I think just seeing their experience and like talking to them, got me really excited about the team. And, now like we kind of have a more of like a younger team on it, a younger team. And, it definitely was like that potential right there. And then also being able to run with guys like Joe, Luke, and Nathan, like having that opportunity was super. Which got me really interested. But I think just like UW as like has everything from the academics to like Andy and Chris are the best in the game at what they do. So I think that was a big part of it. Just when I came down to deciding a school for me, I think UW just checked every box. And I've grown up like a huge Husky fan. Like both my parents went to UW, and kind of just like It was always kind of just like the dream school to me to be able to wear the purple and gold. And I think when I had that opportunity, it was just too much to pass up. But I think definitely the team culture was the biggest part for me, and just like being in a place where I can succeed as an athlete as much as I could as like in the classroom, I think was a big part of it.
You talked about your parents. Are they runners as well, or did they do something else?
My mom kind of just played all sports in high school. Then my dad rode crew at UW, and then later on like the U.S. national team and in a couple Olympics. So that's kind of where like they never really ran. They run kind of just like they do now, but it was really kind of, my dad was a big rower in both college and then like on the national team.
Yeah, man. So I guess athletics runs in the family. Let's take a trip down, I guess, memory lane, you could say. Take me back to your beginnings in the sport of running and kind of your first impressions.
Yeah, so I got started with running like pretty young, just doing like the CYO cross country like races like through elementary and middle school, but it was nothing too serious. Like I played pretty much all sports growing up. And then once I got to high school, I kind of made it like my main sport and really started just to kind of devote everything to it. But like through middle school, I would do like the USATF, like junior Olympic races. And that's when I really got to start to meet some really cool people from like outside of just like my school. And I think I saw some success in that. So once I got to high school, just started to train well. And that's where it really got started and got like running like to be where it was for me today.
Yeah, for sure. I'm curious, why did you choose to go to Blanchette? Like, I'm not like egging you on because I go to prep, but just like, why Blanchette?
Yeah, so I live pretty close to Blanchette, like only like about 5 minutes away. So I think just kind of the proximity to how close I was to the school made it pretty easy. And then also like I had a lot of friends going there from just my middle school. So I think those two things, and it just felt like when I toured both prep and Blanchette, just the fit was better at Blanchette. And I think it worked out. Like I think both schools are great, but just like for me, I think Blanchette kind of just worked out, I guess. Yeah.
How did like Coach O'Leary, and then maybe obviously you were like a freshman, so some of your upper class teammates at the time, how did they kind of support your development during those underclassmen years at Blanchette? And I'm also curious, what role did kind of COVID play in your development?
Yeah. So, just starting off with that, like senior class when I was a freshman, like guys like Nicky DiMartino, Michael Lewis, Adam Flood, like those guys were awesome. Like they really supported me and like truly welcomed me onto the team. Like, and they turned out to be some great role models, which like I can still look up to, and I'm still great friends with all those guys. And, just being a part of a team that was so good, like as a freshman, and then also being able to make an impact on that team it was pretty awesome. But then from like the standpoint of like Coach O, he was such a great coach, and like, he gave us some great training, and it really helped like us like continue to be good. Like as I progressed through as high school, and have some great teammates. And I think when it came to COVID, I mean, it was a bummer. Like we were training pretty hard through the winter my freshman year, and then like COVID happens and kind of everything, no one really knew what was going to happen, but we were able to have a couple time trials. Our team was just, we just wanted to see each other succeed my freshman year in high school. So I think being able to have that helped me like still stay focused and like, but it also, I think this is a big part for almost all like high school runners during that time. It was just like a lot of COVID was just like uninterrupted training. So we could kind of just like train however hard we wanted. Like, and I think that was kind of a big thing. And a lot of people, like once we came out of COVID, saw some just super fast results like immediately. And I think that was like a big factor to it and everything.
Yeah, for sure. I think that COVID really helped you. I guess there's a lot more like strength-based workouts because you probably weren't racing as much. So you kind of just got to build like a huge base. So, Will, you're a state champion. You competed at Brooks, some big meets. Obviously, you go to UW. You're a very accomplished runner. Is there like a pivotal moment or race that you think defined you as a runner, or I guess kind of just like cemented you as in your mind saying, hey, I can be really good at this?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, that's tough. I would say there's probably two races which like have been really impactful for me in that. I think like my freshman year, like at the state meet across country, like I finished seventh overall, which I think no one, me even myself, didn't see that coming. And we got like second as a team to like a really good Kamaiakan team, which went on to go to NXN and stuff. Like I would say that like really showed myself that like I can be legit and really like go far in the sport. And I think that was really big. And then also this is probably my favorite race of like my whole running career, was probably state in the mile, like in 2022. Just like winning that, like Vince and I going 1-3, and that was, I think, that was probably my favorite running moment of all time. But I think those two races have had kind of like a special importance to me when it came to like just like knowing I had the confidence in myself to compete with anyone and stuff like that.
For sure. I think that confidence is really big. Let's talk a little bit about senior year. I know that it probably wasn't how you wanted to like end your high school career. I believe you got like a stress fracture going into cross. So can you just talk a little bit about that injury and your recovery and then some lessons you learned from that experience?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So senior year there, I think there was a lot left on the table, just coming off a really good junior year, both like individually for me, but then also like we had some really big team goals. And I think that was honestly like the thing I was more bummed out, was just like missing out on some of the team stuff that cross country season. But yeah, I got diagnosed with a stress fracture. It was in a kind of a weird location, like on my tibia. It was like the bottom of my ankle,
Oh,
which
wow.
isn't really traditional spot, but it was really painful and had me out for a while. Like I couldn't run for close to 4 months, and it was just on the Peloton. And I think it like looking back at it now, it taught me a lot about training. Like going into my senior year, like in the summer, like I was just slamming miles and running workouts pretty hard. Kind of not really, and also not really doing like all of like the extra little stuff, which I think I've realized the importance of now, like core and bands and stuff like that. And I just really wanted to have a good cross country season and had some big goals. And I think it really taught me that the importance of kind of like just patience and like consistency. Like you don't need to have like an A plus workout or an A plus long run like every time, as long as you're going out there and putting in a good effort and just enjoying it, I think is the most important thing, especially like in high school. And I think also it really taught me to like the importance and like to take for granted when you're healthy, because that was like now being healthy, and this is the longest stretch I've been healthy and able to hold like a high mileage, just being at UW. And I think Andy and Chris have done a really good job of like with my training and just keeping me healthy. And I think yeah, it's just not you gotta be happy when you're healthy. I think that's a big thing, and just like really enjoying that. But then when injuries are like, they're always bound to happen. It's just like kind of having the mental resilience to like keep pushing yourself. I think you have to push yourself more when you're injured, and I think that's a big part of like just getting back to it and everything.
You talked a little bit about doing the little things very well. Now that you've kind of gotten over the stress fracture and you're healthy again, I have a two-part question. Number one, like, what does your training look like now in terms of like mileage and all that stuff? And then number two, like, what does your routine look like in terms of like what you do to address the little things, like the rolling, the bands, like you talked about the core, like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so like as of right now, my mileage probably sits around 65 miles a week, which I'm able to supplement some of that with running on like the Boost treadmill at a lower body weight, just for like doubles, and then sometimes like a normal training run during the week. And then for some of the like the little stuff, like we lift like a couple times a week, and I think that's a big thing, which like it's super structured, and like we have a great strength training coach, and he knows the sport of track and field really well, so he's able to like give us like a really good program and everything. And then I mean, just it's Chris and Andy emphasize like core strength a lot, so it's we have a pretty good core routine, which like Joe Wascom is super good about keeping us on about, and we do that like two or three times a week, and it's tough for sure. Like it's 8 minutes of just like you're gonna be burning. But I think that's really important. And then also like our team like really emphasizes like the stretching and rolling, like both before and after. And I think like we always like try to show up 10 to 15 minutes before practice even starts, and then spend anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes stretching and rolling out. And I think that's a big part of like why our team is able to stay so healthy all three seasons throughout the year. And yeah, I think that like in high school, like I would do stuff like that, but I never really understood the importance of it and how far like it can take you when it comes to being healthy. 'Cause if like you're not able to like get stronger from lifting, you can't add more mileage. And if your muscles aren't recovered, like it's gonna affect how you feel on like the next run. So I think those are two really big things which I've learned and had a better understanding for since joining our team.
For you, is doing the little things something that you enjoy, or is that something that you kind of just have to like bang out every time you do it?
Yeah, I mean, we have like you definitely have to like stay disciplined to it. Like it's not the most enjoyable stuff, but it's definitely made it easier. We have 15 guys on our team, and when they're all in the weight room doing it with you, and like you're able to talk to people while you're doing it, and there's music playing, like I think it's definitely that makes it a lot more enjoyable than just like doing it solo. But it's definitely like it can get a little tedious sometimes, especially like if you're pretty tired or you're sore, like it's you definitely just have to stay disciplined. I think that's the biggest thing which being a part of being here at UW like has taught me, is just like how the stress, the importance of those things, but also staying disciplined while doing it, because it will keep you healthy.
You've talked a lot about your team culture and guys like Joe Wascom. We've talked about, Nathan Green, Luke Houser, all of those pretty amazing fast milers, upperclassmen. I'm curious, as a freshman, what are some of like the biggest lessons that you have learned from those guys this past year?
I think from a pretty early on, it's just like how big or like how important it is just to like help your teammates out in any way you can. Like if it's just like just going the extra little bits, like if you're able to like make them have a better workout or make them run better in any way you can, like that really goes a long ways. And I think that was the biggest thing which I learned early on, is just how supportive they are of each other. And like kind of I forget, one of them said it in like a interview, it's like no one cares who wins as long as the person like who's winning is in it is in the Husky uniform. And I think like that's something which is really special about our team, is just like no one is competitive with each other, and just like we just all want to see each other succeed. And I think that was a really big part, which just like seeing that early on, and seeing that their mentality towards that like was really cool. But I think when it comes to just like learning stuff, I think like a guy like Nathan Green, he's awesome. Like he's the best teammate you could ask for, and kind of like he's really taught me to help me kind of like push myself more, I think. And just like battle through, it's like if like pain is only temporary, so if you can get to the finish line, like you'll be fine afterwards. And I think just working out with some of them, and like you'll be in a big pack, and if you're hurting, they'll carry you through. And like I think that's kind of been the biggest thing, honestly. It's just like they've taught me to work harder and like to keep pushing myself more in workouts, and I think that was a big thing.
Yeah, I love keeping the team at the center of all goals and just realizing that if the team wins, then you win. And I think that that can definitely keep your spirits up, especially if you didn't have a good race. Like if your team had a good race, like that's still a win. I'm curious, but beyond like the running side of things, what aspects of the college experience at UW have you enjoyed the most?
I think just like UW is great. Like they have like obviously like the school is really good and they have some great classes which open up a lot of opportunities. But I think like just the amount of people you get to meet, like there's it's a big school, but I think one of the really cool parts is like our athlete dining. Like from Monday to Thursday, like we have a at our like Conibear Shell House, which is where like the kind of like the center is for athletes. They like have we can eat dinner with there with all other different teams, and just like meeting all of the other athletes has been awesome. And like you get to meet some friends like outside of just like the track team and the cross country team. And I think that's been a really cool part of just like getting to socialize more and get to talk to people outside of your sport. And I honestly think that's been the coolest part of UW so far is just meeting the other athletes through that opportunity.
What's the best spot to eat around UW?
I would say with my freshman teammates, like we love Chipotle, like
Oh,
down
yeah.
at U Village. I think we early on this year we were eating there like 3 or 4 times a week, just like it was just the spot. And or BB's Teriyaki on the Ave, like those are two like kind of like the best bang for your buck spots for us. But they also have some pretty good food, so probably those two spots.
What type of meat are you getting at Chipotle? Are you getting the chicken, the beef, the pork? What are you getting?
I'm usually chicken every time. It's normally double chicken for me is what I get.
Oh yeah, double chicken. Let's go. Final question of the day. If you had to give one piece of advice to either yourself as a freshman or underclassman at Blanchette, or just anybody out there who is hungry to chase their dreams, what piece of advice would you give?
Yeah, like I would. This is tough. I would say the best piece of advice is just to enjoy it as much you can. Like, I think that's the biggest part of it is just like having fun with it. I think another part of it is just like having fun with your teammates. Like, if you have people that you're doing it with and like guys which are like there to support you and you're there to support them, I think that's the coolest part of the sport of running is just having your team there. So I would say emphasize like for sure just enjoying it and having fun, but then also like make it a priority to like really build your team and like have guys to do it with and just like have fun doing it with them, because that's when you create memories like that which will last a lifetime. It's like it's with those guys and with your team. So yeah.
For sure, I totally agree. Well, Will Schneider, this has been a great episode. Thanks for coming on the Sunday Shakeout today, and best of you luck for you for the rest of your freshman year and looking into the future.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for listening to episode 75 of the Sunday Shakeout. I hope that you all enjoyed today's episode, and if you enjoyed my conversation with Will Schneider, please consider leaving this podcast a follow and 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Again, that goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout. Also, please consider sharing this episode or the show with a friend or a training partner, a family member, anyone who you think can benefit from this episode, because I would just want to inspire more people and hopefully in the end make the running world a better and happier place. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to me, have any ideas, please feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at thesundayshakeout or at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com. I hope that y'all really enjoy the rest of your weekend, and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.